It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
I'm staring at those shining beacons of success behind us, the three awards sent to us by a dear friend of the podcast I can't name. I don't remember. I'm sorry. It would take me... What will happen is we'll stop recording, and then 30 seconds later, I'll snap my fingers and it'll be in my brain. But yep. Right now, I apologize. I can't remember. It might be Matthew Craig. That's just a name I'm pulling.
And Steve.
Annette had a guinea pig when she was in college.
I just want to interview Annette about her road crew career. The college girl having a guinea pig. That might be the one where she brought a guy back to the dorm room. He's like, you know what? I'm all set.
Yeah. Maybe this wasn't meant to be.
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
We'll have to set that up, that interview with you and Annette.
Yeah, I know we've done some incarnations in the past.
Get to the bottom of who exactly Annette is.
Yeah, just I feel like we're just a couple of steps removed from just a passing reference to, like, oh yeah, I knew the BTK killer, and then she just like walks away.
Yeah, Uncle Brad. Right?
Yeah, and then just gone. And I'm just left scratching my head. And you're like, and you give the like 90s sitcom shrug, and then the music starts playing.
Yeah, and it's a freeze frame with me going, basically Lucky Billy.
Yeah,
I'm Lucky Billy.
Crowd roaring again at the joke about your now wife knowing the BTK killer. I'll post it on the poll. Did Annette know the BTK killer? Hmm. And we're just waiting to find out.
Yeah, I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
What do you think the most interesting fact about your wife is? Like, oddity. And do you think you know it? Or do you think it's something in the recesses of her mind that...
God, I feel like I found out something new about her recently. What the heck was it? No, I mean, I would say it's probably that she worked for the road commission, filling in potholes and picking up roadkill.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to base it on like appearance, but anybody who's seen Annette, if you had to pick 1,000 forms of employment, road crew filling potholes would not be on the first 1,000 of those guesses.
But I mean, when I asked her about it, it totally made sense why she did it, because it paid pretty well. I think they worked 4 10s instead of, 5 days a week. They just worked Monday through Thursday. So she's like, hell yeah, I was in college. I wanted to go out at night, work an extra 2 hours a day so you could have that whole day off. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously she's the more practical of thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's still jarring to think about, again, her, you know, opening the passenger door of the, you know, 2004 Dodge Ram county vehicle and vomiting all over
a dead squirrel.
Yeah. And then like the driver hopping out and pouring just asphalt on top of it.
Is that how they get rid of roadkill? They just asphalt over it.
Yeah. Roadkill and vomit both get asphalted over.
Okay.
By the road crews.
Okay.
And that was and that was just contributing to the, and again, obviously that creates a sinkhole then. The vomit under the asphalt creates sinkholes.
Does it?
Whatever. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Not aware of that.
It's been a while since we've been in here. A
couple weeks.
It's always been those couple weeks. You've been globetrotting.
Oh, yeah. All over the world.
Jet setting. I've been, I needed to not give you a gripe, but a gripe about World Tour 2024, the Kyle Fathead.
Oh, no, because it made its first appearance, the Kyle Fathead.
It did.
Did on Friday in Grand Blanc, Michigan, right next to Flint, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were sitting there during the show, and I happened to look up, and who's staring back at me? You. I thought, he made it.
Always happy to be there, like I said on social media, happy to do it. I mean,
you were in the front row?
Yeah. I'm happy to be there. Again, some qualms with the production. But at that point, it was not the time nor place.
Is this, before we get too in-depth here, are you going into a gripe? Like, is this an official gripe of the week?
I hesitate to put that on there. Yes.
Okay.
Grr, he's mad.
You're about to get an earful.
So upset.
He's angry.
Hey, you!
I don't like when...
Kyle's gripe of the week.
Gripe of the week.
Gripe.
I have to tell you, I think that's my magnum opus.
I mean, no, like, nothing was sacrificed in the creation of that. Every effect... that old Audition 1.5 has to offer.
If I could change one thing, I would add just a few more effects.
Like a laser or something?
Somewhere in there, okay. Right? Maybe some thunder, lightning.
Oh, thunder would be good, yeah. To show that it's really like bubbling up. Maybe a volcano erupting.
So listen, this is not a job for the meek-hearted. To carry the Kyle Fathead loud and proud on the world tour that's now going on 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when you reach out to us, as our friend Mr. Thornsberry did, and say, I'll do it, I want it, and we make this happen for you. And I see two photographs.
Mm-hmm.
The one is the one you're referencing that you took from the stage.
Yeah. I feel like I've fulfilled my responsibilities.
This is not a gripe with you whatsoever.
Let me just recline.
I appreciate you doing that. People love seeing the Kyle Fathead World Tour.
People do. I
love it.
I love seeing it and flipping it over each time and seeing that there's more signatures being added to it.
And when I am when we're done with this gripe, I don't know if you have any more announced dates, but we will mention the most recent, the nearest dates coming up to see if we need anything fulfilled. Mm-hmm. So people reach out for this. And again, when we message you, the only idea is to hold that thing loud and proud.
Yeah.
I'm not saying interrupt a show. Please never do that. Ever, ever, ever do that. That's live radio. Don't be rude.
Mm-hmm.
But the two photographs I saw, like I said, Steve, are the one you took from stage. Beautiful.
Yep. Front row. And I believe it was Mikey and Timmy, maybe Becca in the picture.
And therein lies the problem, Steve. Mikey, Timmy, and Becca were not the people who reached out to this podcast to hold the Kyle Fathead loud and proud. Mr. Thornsberry, I don't know what happened and why the only photograph I saw from you was of the Kyle Fathead sitting on the ground between your legs in shame.
Was it really?
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember if he messaged it to us, but yes. So that is, if there is a laundry list of things to do with the Kyle Fathead, one... This thing does not touch the ground. This is the American flag of the podcast.
Wow, that is quite a comparison.
Yeah, and I'm posting on the poll. Is the American flag more or less valuable than the Kyle Fathead? Nope, not going to put it that way. Is the Kyle Fathead the American flag of this podcast?
Okay.
This thing doesn't touch the ground. It's a sacred piece of history.
Yeah.
That was fully disrespected. And again, the only photograph I see of it is not with the person who requested to carry it to this live show.
Yeah, that's, you know, I appreciate that they stepped in when no one else would.
Yeah, I'm looking at the most recent message. I'll be holding it tomorrow morning. I said, good man, excited for some pics. And again, said pic was of it on the ground between his legs saying, and again, I apologize, I don't remember the social media it was on, that it was now in the second row and was on the ground.
Okay. In his defense, I know that there is a picture out there of me and him with the Fathead.
Okay.
We definitely posed for one. I made sure to hold the Fathead upside down, possibly backwards.
Okay.
I don't remember. So I know that that picture is out there. Maybe if he could go ahead and post that one too, would that help the situation at all?
No, it's too late.
No, okay.
It's too late. This is a thing. Okay. I mean, what we need out of the Kyle Fathead tour going on, I think year four now, is for that thing to be the star of a poorly produced show. No offense.
So you don't want it to interrupt at all, but
no.
Also, want it to be the star of the show.
Yeah, I want anybody who's listening to that drivel, again, no offense.
Right, yeah.
To hear a constant murmur from the side of the room because there's now a lineup of people who are, hey, the buzz is rising and people are getting pictures.
Okay, so you want like a Kyle Fathead photo booth?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, personally speaking, I don't think that that is too much to ask at all.
I don't either. And listen, this is a big responsibility.
Do you want me just to add it to our rider for the radio show? I'll say must have a manned photo booth.
Yeah, yeah. But it needs to go right below trinket from the gift shop so I can bring home to my daughter. But yes.
Okay.
Let me ask you to follow up on that years-long bit now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still in gift-giving mode from Daddy's trips?
No.
Did you bring? You don't bring things home anymore?
No.
So you've just given up the ruse of caring? I have,
yeah. Yeah, Nikki, you'll never know the love of...
of a coaster?
Of a trinket.
Just think, you've always got these two that we've had sitting in the basement with
yeah,
us.
They got little elephants on them.
I don't know where they're from. I believe it was Leanne or someone sent it to us. But you've given up on the idea that you care enough and you miss your family enough that you're bringing them home gifts.
Yeah, I don't... I don't think that's something I'm going to do. Maybe. I don't know. No. Why am I even saying maybe?
Yeah, yeah. It's at this point, if you've already given up and it's moved past it, it doesn't seem like it's going to change now.
No. Maybe if it's a, I don't know, if it's an out of the ordinary trip.
Right.
But like, I don't know. We literally drove to Flint, did the show, drove back. Yeah. The only place we stopped at was an Arby's on the way home.
Yeah, no, so, that's fair. I think when you're gone for like 8 hours or 10 hours, right?
Yeah,
like that's obviously different. So yeah, this trip, sure. But if you're staying overnight or going away for, 24, 48 hours, you're still just going to act like it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Dad was here last night. You don't remember? Oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, until you start finding out, like Evelyn said, no, I know Dada was here last night. I saw him. Came in around 8:30.
Nah. Crazy kids say the darndest things, don't they?
I wanted to ask if anything, like I said, we haven't seen each other in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Anything memorable, notable from your time down in Florida? You went and took the fam to go see Hobie down there in Florida.
We did, yeah.
I believe during that same time I saw some of your family was in like Mexico, I believe, for some type of, was it a wedding?
Yeah, my brother was in, I think, Cancun.
Okay.
For, his buddy Chris's wedding.
Oh, okay, buddy. In my head, I thought, I wanted to ask because I didn't know if it was another family member that you had then skipped out on the wedding, which would make you one for the last four or three on wedding invites, right?
No, okay. This was definitely not this was not a family member. This was his buddy Chris.
Gotcha.
And I think it was like his third wedding too. So I mean,
oh god, you're still having it. You cannot have a big party for your third wedding.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get away with it for your second, right?
There's like an etiquette thing, and I would love a rule book on like etiquette in terms of how to do life events, right? Like we talk about wedding. Can you have a big party and reception for your second wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Baby showers.
Yeah. They're
after one, are you supposed to do it?
Yeah. I don't think they're typically aren't. I know that like Annette had baby shower for Evelyn, but there wasn't one for Nikki.
Right. I think that's the standard accepted is, hey, we all came together once. Nobody cares about your second kid.
You already got the stuff you need.
Yes. I think the second wedding, you probably do it in a church or in a courthouse, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just go file the papers.
Something a little less official.
So it's the third...
not less official, but less, you know, hey, look at me, pomp and circumstance.
Is the third like a gag wedding? You know what I mean? Like a gag party? Like, hey, can you guys believe we're here again?
I mean, there has to be reference to it in at least the best man speech.
Oh, my God. Boy, we never thought we'd be here again. Or again, did we?
Boy, I'm getting the strangest feeling of deja vu.
Hey, you're not Linda. Hey, you're not Caden. Who are you? Now it's a Rodney Dangerfield bit.
Take my wife, please. Oh, someone already took the first two.
Hey, don't they say three strikes and you're out? Or is it third time's the charm? Who knows? Hey, ho!
Oh, I get no respect.
Yeah, I think the third wedding reception is a part
is Rodney Dangerfield themed. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you didn't skip that. Apologies.
No.
But we digress. You missed the third wedding of your brother's friend. You were down.
Yeah, shockingly missed the first two as well. I think he's over it.
Did you miss either the first two divorce parties, or are you hanging out for the third one?
I don't think I was invited to them. Okay. So
down in Florida, I think the big question on everybody's mind, did you end up doing an unplanned day of Disney trip?
What do you think?
No, I don't think you did.
We did not.
Okay, I didn't think so. I think not necessarily a panic, but I think there's enough that goes into that, that if you're not planned at least, you know, a few days before you're there, right? Yeah. It's too much to, and for me anyway, for my, what I'm now discovering as I age, anxiety riddled brain, it's too much to bear. How are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? What park are we going to go to? Did we buy tickets in advance? Do we have to wait in line? All this stuff that I don't want to have to deal with mentally.
However.
Oh boy.
Planning has begun for next spring.
Oh goodness. That is three. Quite literally, 360 days away.
Yeah.
And you guys are planning. Yeah, well, I shouldn't say you guys. Someone is planning for the return to the most magical place on Earth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this going to be... Is this the one that you're planning on doing? Because you've taken Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
Before you had...
No, Nikki was there, too.
Nikki was there?
Yeah. He wasn't even a year at the time.
But as we talked about after you did this last year, it was a real ramshackle operation. Like, nobody enjoyed it. Evelyn, the least of all.
That is
terribly negative reviews from everyone involved.
Absolutely not true. Evelyn loved it. Still talks about her lunchtime with Winnie the Pooh and all of the characters.
But is next year, are you thinking as, hey... We're going to do one big, proper, however many days there.
Yeah.
So we don't have to do this kind of every year.
I think it'll be a couple day affair next year.
Okay.
Go to, you know, a couple different parks and, I would imagine that maybe a couple of years after that, we'll do like the big one.
Okay.
And then that'll be it. Hopefully. But I don't know how much say I have in that.
Right. I mean, a lot of it in terms of planning wise isn't so much planning for you. You have a place to stay unless you want to stay at a resort while you're down there. But you're already in terms of the travel and everything, you're already going to be in Florida, presumably anyway, to visit your dad.
Yeah. I mean, he's not getting any younger and it's nice to be able to have that on the calendar. It's nice. Oh, God, I absolutely love going down there when it's March and cold here. And it was between 80 and 85 and sunny the whole time we were down there.
I can't wait for this. Because I still can't believe the way you went through this trip last year.
With little planning.
Little to no planning. Walked in with, again, I think you had like a half a peanut butter and jelly in one hand. And like your sunglasses in the other.
It's
and flip-flops.
I mean, you're not accurate, but you're also not that inaccurate.
I'll post it on the poll. Did Steve only walk into Disney with his sunglasses and a half a peanut butter and jelly last year?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm happy to hear it. I'm happy to hear it. We are deep in the planning stages of making ours happen. And
yeah, you're heading down there. What?
It'll be in the fall.
In the fall.
Yeah, it's going to be fall time. We already know how many days we're going to go, where we want to stay. We just need to
actually
pull the trigger. It. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all set. Big thanks to Leanne for reaching out and showing me how absurdly expensive these places are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, crazy.
But Leanne lives a little bit differently at Disney than I am considering.
It's, they're big fans, that's for sure.
Well, they have, she wants butlers. So, like, cabanas, you know, with Mickey serving her Mai Tais.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and for me, that's not me.
That's not you.
That's not, one, in the price range, two, desired.
Are you, okay, so... maybe put that on the poll. Is it surprising that Kyle's not a Mickey Mai Tai kind of guy?
Boy, if they haven't gotten that branding down for, you know, like the Disney resorts.
I mean, there's no chance that there's not a shirt that says I'm a Mickey Mai Tai kind of guy with an arrow pointing up. If not, I'm going to make sure that Annette makes you that shirt for your trip down there.
But in terms of the trip overall, you enjoyed it. Like you seem happy. Like the family enjoyed it.
Everything was great. Yeah. We didn't, our biggest obstacle was the flight down there because after we booked it, they rescheduled it for a few hours later. But even that, like we got in there, I think we got to our hotel around 11:30 that night. And, within like 10 minutes of being in the room, Annette had called earlier in the day and said, hey, we're getting in super late. Can you have a crib in the room? Because that was one of the things when we were booking a hotel. They were like, yep, we have cribs. So we just made sure that the crib was in the room and set up. So we basically walked in the room, put the kids in bed. Everyone was asleep within like 10 minutes. We slept in a little bit the next day. And then, yeah, we were off to the races. It was a good time. No, I don't think any issues at all. The one funny thing was when we booked our rental car, normally we just get like a midsize SUV or something because with two car seats that we're traveling with and all of that, you just need a little bit extra room. So when I was booking it, it said that they had a deal on like they'd give me a special deal on what?
Little upgrade?
I guess. Yeah. On a midsize.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, Steve, did you get a convertible?
No, they said, I think it was like a Toyota Tacoma or other midsize four-door pickup truck. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds cool. And then I was like, yeah, you should definitely get that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I like trucks. I always talk about like possibly getting a truck again.
I was just trying to sell you a truck. Not of my own, but, you know, found some heavily used crappy trucks.
Yeah.
So I figured, boy, oh, boy, if there's one guy I know.
So I was like, yeah, what the heck? Let's do the upgrade. And I think it was actually less money. So I was like, okay, they obviously have an overstock of one vehicle.
Right.
And they're framing it as if it's an upgrade.
Helping you out for being such a loyal customer once every
year. I was like, great.
Year.
I said, yep, sounds good. I would, because it was like Toyota Tacoma or Chevy Colorado or Ford Ranger in that midsize family. I thought that's perfect. Plenty of room. So then we get to the airport and, I went up to the desk and it was a long line that day. A lot of people being a little rowdy because it's right around the time that people are picking up cars for spring break and everything. Yeah. And I walked up and turned on the old Steve charm, said, how are you today, sir? He said, oh no, not doing bad.
I'm surprised they didn't toss you out after putting on the old Steve charm. That's how it normally would go.
I couldn't have been nicer to this guy. I had no reason to not be, you know, I was in a good mood. Everything was fine. I didn't wait in line. What did I wait in line? 15 minutes? Who cares?
So you're not grumpy. Obviously you're happy to be in Florida. Shorts are on.
We didn't pick up the rental car until the following morning.
So you're well rested.
Exactly.
You've got your thong Birkenstocks on. A fresh pair of cargos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe definitely. A Hawaiian button down.
Yep, I got my fanny pack on with.
And again, the same sunglasses that you walked into Disney the year before with, other than that empty handed.
Uh huh.
So you're in a good mood.
I'm in a great mood. It's a beautiful day. So the guy, he was apologizing. Oh, I'm so sorry for the long wait. And I said, take your time, man. Take your time. I got all day. No problem. Said, oh, you guys are pretty busy. You know, the typical small talk. Oh, you guys are pretty busy today. And he's like, oh, just wait until tomorrow afternoon or whatever.
Daydreaming Tacoma dreams.
Yeah.
You're just there thinking, oh, man, I'm going to rip up and down there that V6.
So he says, okay, I see you got a truck here. You know something? You all right if I give you an upgrade? And I said,
So we're not talking. Not one. But two upgrades.
We're in double upgrade territory.
So, obviously, you booked this thing in advance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
So, you don't remember off the top of your head what, like, the next level in their listing would be, right?
I mean, I knew approximately what we should be paying for the... And let's be honest. When it comes to a rental car, that's all that matters. Yeah. Is it big enough? How much is it?
Yeah.
So
God, I hope this was like a Corvette. Oh.
Somehow I got a one-seater.
Yeah, it's like you're unscrewing the trunk because you really want to drive this Corvette to put two car seats in the back. Right.
So this thing got a roof rack?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, okay, well, here, I'm going to give you an upgrade just because you're, you know, being so patient and so polite or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's unnecessary. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
But you're also thinking maybe
they
ran out of that level, probably. That new level.
I always assume at a car rental place that the only reason that they're giving you an upgrade is because they're all out of whatever you rented in the first place.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, that's so nice. So I'm walking. He said, all right, you know, go out that door, up the escalator. You're in row F. Spot number 32 or something.
Was this the main Orlando airport? Mm-hmm. Okay. So is it a long walk to or a trek just to get to the rental cars?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, like he said, out the door, across the street, up the escalator. It's,
yeah.
I mean, max, I was walking for 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm walking through the through the parking garage, getting kind of excited. I was like, oh boy, wonder what kind of car I have. Because they don't even give you they don't give you the keys at the desk anymore.
They're in the car?
Yeah, they're already in the car.
It's so exciting.
All I know is that I'm going to this parking spot.
It's like a mystery gift.
So I'm walking through, and it's definitely the all of the SUVs, mid-size SUVs, full-size SUVs, minivans. Like, you can tell that it's like they have them all parked in a certain area.
So to clarify the what you had thought up until this point, you started with what you thought you were going to get was like a mid-size sedan.
Yeah, I mean, mid-size SUV.
But so the like mid-size SUV
like a
was...
Ford, you know, Ford Edge or Ford Explorer or whatever.
But only because that showed as cheaper or a free upgrade or whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever.
So now we're on our third step. But this one you don't know about. Okay, so you're going down the SUV row.
So I'm going down SUV lane, and then there it is. I see my parking spot.
Okay.
And parked in it is the biggest vehicle I have ever seen.
So, at what point does big become less of an upgrade, more of a burden? Yeah.
Very inconvenient.
I've got 4 people, but I got room for 12 because they've given you a conversion van.
It is the absolute biggest, like, quad cab Dodge Ram pickup truck that I've ever seen, to the point where I was nervous that I was going to scrape on my way out of the parking garage. And every turn I made, because especially if you've ever picked up a rental car in Orlando, you know, they send you through this like twist and turn chicane maze thing to get in and out of those parking garages. And every one of them, I'm like hanging half out the window to make sure that I'm not dragging the quarter panel along.
Well, listen, you're used to trucks being single cab Ford Rangers.
Yeah.
Single cab Jeep
Comanches.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm not used to, like, I'm a truck guy, but I don't drive. I have no desire to have the full size Dodge Ram 1500 quad cab whatever.
You would argue that this is a truck that if you were to see on the road tomorrow, what percentage chance would you give it seeing truck nuts on it?
Pretty high.
Okay, good.
Pretty high. I hopped into this thing and I was like, should I go back
and say, can you downgrade me?
Stand in line again, or do I deal with this for the next 4 days? Cause we're staying at like an Airbnb that was, it was a house, but it was like, it was basically split in, kind of like an L-shaped house. So like we had the one half of it. And I knew that the driveway was really small and it was on a tight street. I just dealt with it.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you can, okay. Because that's not, obviously size is a concern.
Mm-hmm.
But also like, hey man, I don't know how much driving you have to do. He doesn't know how much driving you have to do.
Mm.
That's not the most economical means to get around.
No, and of course you got to fill the tank before you take it back.
Yeah.
It was remarkably decent on gas.
Yeah.
And after 4 days, I think I put $38 of gas in it. And and we dropped it back off.
Oh,
but
wow.
Now, the crazy thing was, we were at my dad's one day, and we were like, hey, let's go out and grab something real quick for dinner. So we just wanted, there was like a Five Guys around the corner. So we're like, yeah, let's go to Five Guys. And so they go to, my dad and his wife start getting into their car. And I was like, no. The whole center console armrest thing flips up and it's big enough to become another seat.
That's not a normal car.
No.
It's absurd.
Like the center console in this thing is, I don't know, what's this, like 2 feet wide?
Henry Ford is currently doing like two things. Rolling around in his grave, and I think he hated Jewish people. That's what he's doing.
Did he?
That's speculation, but what's he going to do, sue me?
Yeah.
From the grave? At what cars have become.
Yeah.
Wow, but let me ask you. Got home?
Mm-hmm.
You thinking about getting a big rig now?
Absolutely not. I don't think this thing would fit in my garage.
Well, let me ask you the other very important question.
Uh-huh.
Now that you've had a chance to drive one of these road rulers.
Yeah.
Get people out of the way trucks.
This truck was so big that it looked strange because it didn't have some kind of advertisement on the side of it for like a concrete company.
Right, concrete or like, hey, windows or whatever,
some
right?
Some kind of, you know, heavy iron work.
When you got home, after driving said big rig down the, you know, the Florida parkways and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
Did you look down? Did you notice? Did you have the bigger dick that everybody wants when they hit one of those?
Absolutely, man. I felt great.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit Strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen ed provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
All right, before we get back into poll badness, as we are... The first round has been closed out.
The throaty two
has
been whittled down to the senseless 16.
Yes. One quick reference to what we were talking about before the break. With the rental car, you know how they always give you the option of like, oh, do you want to pay an extra $10 a day? And you get the
insurance, right?
Not the insurance, but the toll pass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They offer you that.
Sometimes they have, it's like $10 a day, $20 a day or whatever. And I'm like, hell no. What I forgot was Florida, every road has a toll and
it's
insane. And they're just sporadic. And most of them don't have a cash lane. Like a lot of them, it's just the only reason you know you're going through a toll is because you see that little camera and it's
going to mail you one.
And
right?
It does the picture because I guess down there they do a lot of toll by plate. So you drive through, it automatically scans your plate. You probably have a card on file. We went through so many of those just
getting to the Airbnb,
just driving through them. Didn't stop and pay for anything. We stopped and paid like two tolls. And then, we were just like, well, we don't have the option to stop here. So I guess we're just driving through. So I'm assuming that starting in about a week, I'm going to be getting a lot of tickets in the mail.
So mine took... Here's my last experience, and I think this is the way all tolls are going if you don't have an easy pass or whatever they're called, right?
Yeah, like I think in the one that they have is the Sun Pass.
Yeah, yep. We had a wedding in Chicago, I forget when it was, last year. And on our way down there, I usually on the map or the navigation I'll have avoid tolls. Once you're around a major metropolis like that, though, whether it's New York, New Jersey, Philly, Chicago.
Kind of tough to avoid.
It's really hard. Yeah. If you're going into this. Now, if you live in the city or you're already in there, it's probably a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you know the way around. I don't. I don't like Chicago. I think it's the most overrated city in the country. And I have no desire to ever go there. I don't like
it. Wow.
Hate it.
Okay. Hate it.
And I always, the way I've always looked at Chicago, Steve, to put it in reference, is Midwestern high school kids always look at Chicago the way the rest of the country and world looks at like New York and LA.
Mm-hmm. It's the place to go.
Like, oh man, I'm going to get out of these shackles of small town USA and I'm going to make it big. I'm going to go to the Bean every day.
Make it big in the Windy City.
Yeah, because what else are you going to do? Hey, I'm going to Navy Pier and I'm going to look at the Bean. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, Chicago sucks. Nothing else there.
But yeah, we...
Chicago, no. Am I right?
I'm poll. Can't wait to see that in poll badness next year.
Please, exactly as I said it, Chicago, no, comma, am I right, question mark.
I'll do am I right as all one word, too.
Yeah.
That's what you say. But on our way down there, cross over some bridge, not even in Chicago, and it said toll coming. It sent us... I thought we went around it. Apparently not. It took like 90 days to get the mail. And it's got a little black and white image. Like, hey, here's your car.
It's you, like, giving the double bird. Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to pay. And it was like $12 to go over this crappy bridge overlooking outdoor factories.
Yeah. Now I know right where that is. I know.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So I would guess you have just long enough to forget you took this trip.
Do you want... I think we have to take... We have to make some guesses. Like an cost? Like an over-under. Because when I say we probably blew through 15 tolls, I'm not exaggerating.
A lot of them down there, just based on the Uber rides I've taken, are shorter. And like you're off one, then you're back on a different one.
And I was glancing at the prices. It was like a buck here, $3 there, $2 there.
Which just make it like if you're on like every other turnpike or parkway, whatever. Hey, you jump on at this mile, it's this much per whatever. Yeah. There's what better ways to do it than this.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to get minimum 8 bills.
Okay. Or maybe it'll all be combined, maybe. But it'll be like 8 different offenses.
Yeah. And I think your total charges will be, I'd say more than $25.
Oh, God.
You think it's going to be?
If it was $25 or less.
I think you're assuming, when you say the word like ticket, I don't think it's like a traffic infraction or violation.
No, but here's the issue. I think that those tickets, because they're by plate, will go to the rental car agency, who will then forward them on to me, no doubt tacking on service charges or different fines or penalties or whatever.
Boy, I'll be curious if that happens.
I'm going to be thrilled if I get out of this for under $100.
You think 100? Wow, I think you're going to... I'll take the under. I'll take the under on 100. I'll take the under on 50. Obviously, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many, but it's mentally much better to be in your headspace.
I'm taking the over on 50.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, now. I don't know about 100. I think I would... I'll probably take the under on that.
Yeah. I am happy for you to be in that space where you're at, because that's always worst case.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare for the worst. Yeah. $100 of Florida fees. You're going to have to ship off to the governor himself, like a handwritten check. Brace yourself for that. So when it's 50, when it's 60, when it's 30, you're like, hey,
yeah,
we made out, honey.
Pretty good.
Come look at this, Annette. How we swindled them.
Anyway.
I can't wait. But I do think you're probably 60 to 90 days away from those coming to your doorstep.
Oh, so it's just enough time, like you said, where I will have completely forgotten about it, put this to bed, won't have any remembrance of it being there.
Yeah, you'll have just enough. It'll be nice here. It'll be midsummer or early summer.
Oh.
And you'll be like, oh, man. You'll have forgotten you went to Florida.
Mm.
And then you'll see either in the mail when you walk out to the mailbox, or if you get the email that tells you what's coming in the mail every day, like State of Florida Traffic Department.
Yeah.
Great. Son of a bitch. Oh, yeah. Sped up version.
Yeah. Can't play the slow version.
If you want to be the best, you've got to be a fighter. If you want to be the best, you've got to show desire. If you want to be the best, you've got to be a fighter.
That's right, Steve.
If you want to be the best, you've got to show desire. You've got to be a fighter.
The round of 32 voting took place this last week in the fourth annual Poll Badness Tournament. Yeah. I believe the sixth annual or sixth ever tournament we've done.
Yep.
And like I say every year during and after the first round of 32, maybe the last.
Yeah.
A lot of work. A lot of work.
Zero payoff.
Doesn't feel like it's worth it. I don't have my phone. I don't know if you have the text I sent you last week when we teased the bracket coming out.
Hold on, let me scroll back.
Of the rave reviews coming in. If you want to read that, we don't have to out the person.
Sure.
Because I'm not upset by it.
Sure.
We are a wide-ranging podcast that does nothing of significance.
Yeah.
And we might not be for everybody, and that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, recent download numbers indicate that we are not for everybody.
Recent download numbers I haven't looked at in probably 3 years.
Okay, so of course we won't out Papa Fullis for this comment on Instagram, where he or she said, just an FYI, I don't know if anyone agrees, but your made-up brackets take away from a decent podcast.
Okay, so right there, I have not qualms, but that's an okay comment so far. I'm okay with that.
It's just dumb and a waste of time. I have to skip through, says Papa Fullis.
I feel like that one elevated the dislike to a different level.
Mm. Okay. I enjoy the podcast, but stop adding the stupid brackets every year.
Okay.
I was more than thankful when the throat noise one stopped. Again, that's Papa Fullis on Instagram.
I think what we'll do when this one is done, I'll treat it legitimately. We will post a poll when this year is done.
A poll about poll badness?
Do you want us to do poll badness anymore? And if people don't want to or want us to, trust me. Don't give me a reason, folks.
We'll leave that poll up for a good week so it gets all the exposure it deserves.
This is, much like Steve on his honeymoon buying garage door openers, this takes away from my and yours time to not do this podcast.
Right. Trust me, I got better things to do.
I love seeing it happen. I do. I love seeing the bracket. I love seeing people engage with it, enjoy it. I like reading through these and remembering the content we provided the last year that is, as Papa Fullis, not outing him, said, quote, decent,
I think he said mostly decent.
That's a rave review for us. I'm happy to take it. So yes, we'll post a poll and this is done. Not to bring the mood down here, but that one, when I said that to you last week, it did make me laugh. I'm not perturbed by it. This is not for everybody. That's fine. If you have to skip past the last 20 minutes or 15 minutes of this podcast for 4 weeks, well, you're still listening to 99% more than everybody else does. Steve, we're going to update the bracket, the round of 32 in the patently absurd division. The number one seed, did Ronnie the Alien have a DUI? Taking on, is it more like Chev? No. And with 66% of the vote, number one seed moves on. Did Ronnie the Alien have a DUI? Nice. Moving on to the senseless 16. That'll be taking on the winner of the 4-5. Does the ghost of Steve Jobs hate the ghost of Jim Android? Taking on, is anyone's New Year's resolution to, quote, poop in the yard more? And early return, Steve, we have a dark horse on our hands.
Do we?
With 86% of the vote, is anyone's New Year's resolution to poop in the yard more is moving on.
Nice, very nice.
Down to the bottom half of this bracket, the number two seed, do all breakups start with car shopping and pube trimming? Taking on, that was again talking about, I think, when you got cheated on and the breakup. I have no idea why we thought you'd. Oh, yeah, I think we were joking about how you probably buzzed your long, wavy locks at that point.
Yeah, probably.
And obviously, trimmed the pubes because you're going to be out getting so much tail.
Right, yeah, exactly. I wanted to present myself well for the next lady.
Took on the number seven seat. Can a minion take the place of Jesus in a manger holiday scene? Steve, the concert reminders of your heartbreak come to a demise in the first round. Oh. The number seven seed, upsetting with 54% of the vote. Can a minion take the place of Jesus in a manger holiday scene? That'll be taking on the winner of the 3-6 matchup. is Elmer showing up with Lucifer, the OG, to take the shed home.
Okay.
Takes on the number 6 seed. Did Gordon Lightfoot care about 28 souls and one butthole?
Oh, that. I see that as... That one's making a deep run.
The Decision Den on the Pointing Pagoda obviously misseeded the patently absurd division. The number 6 seed. Did Gordon Lightfoot care about 28 souls in one butthole? With 84% of the vote is moving on.
Very nice.
A couple upsets there. Again, the number 3 losing. The number 2 losing. Mm-hmm. The number 6 seed will take on the number 7 seed there. And that is, boy.
Beautiful.
Two runaway trains there. Gordon Lightfoot and Minion taking the place of Jesus in a manger. Moving over to the What the division. The number 1 seed is Santa, short for Santino, the pizza making gift giver.
Oh.
Taking on the number 8 seed, can you catch the Jeep thief? 82% of the audience, chalk's moving on. Santa, short for Santino, the pizza-making gift giver.
Very nice.
Taking on the winner of can you transfer the souls of a family to the new owner of your used car? Or are Steve's ghosts dumb enough to fly out the 3-season doors? 52% of the audience, moving on Steve's ghosts. That'll be taking on Santa. The Santino, the pizza-making gift giver. I keep mixing that up. Moving down to the bottom portion, the number 2 seed, does everything turn to color after you have sex with yourself, possibly, in the car?
Yeah.
Battled the number 7 seed. Can there be stolen bridge valor? And boy, the podcast lore early on in this tournament, shaping for some upsets. We've got a Gordo upset. Yep. In the patently absurd division.
So, I mean, I'm assuming I'd be shocked if this one was not the latter of the two.
61% of the audience. Moving on. The number 7 seed. Can there be stolen bridge valor?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be taken on the number 3 seed. The winner of the number 3 seed versus number 6 seed.
Quick question. We do have bridge merch on our merch page, right?
Boy, do we. Team suspension bridge. Team... what's the bridge. Other crappy one? Yeah. Team Covered Bridge merch at StephenKyle.com/merch or on the T Public store. All those are linked on our website and in the show notes here. Please check those out. There's always different deals running on both of those sites. I think they work in concert with each other.
Yeah.
You can always find like 30% off either on the Redbubble store or on the T Public store.
Yeah.
All of the merch should be on both. If you don't see them on both or you see it, one of the designs in one of the shops, but you'd like it on the other, please just let us know.
Yeah.
I'll make sure it's up
there.
Not
a problem.
The number 3 seed. If you get cheated on with a busboy, do you have to pack in the dating career?
Boy, this was just really, really...
These are all from one episode.
Heavily influenced by Kim cheating on me back in 2004. It was a rough time. Happy anniversary. 20-year anniversary. Do you think, should I send her a message and say happy anniversary of the 20-year mark of you cheating on me?
Hold on to that, because that needs to be discussed on next week's podcast. Do we need to reach out in a Ray connection moment to the woman who cheated on you with a busboy?
I mean, it wouldn't be, like, we're Facebook friends. We're Instagram friends.
Well, the bandit has to get ripped off.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be a true Ray connection.
No, that's true. This would just be to appease our desire.
Right, yeah. I'm sure it wouldn't make her feel bad at all.
Oh, who cares about that? She cheated on you with a busboy, Steve. You worried about her feelings 20 years later?
I mean, I don't want to make her feel bad. Man, I'm a doormat.
Yeah, you're right. My God.
That sounds pathetic.
Well, Steve, unlike the first instance where this was brought back to your brain, you're not going to be able to kick this one. 64% of the audience are moving on the 3 seed. If you get cheated on with a busboy. Oh, I'm sorry. It did take on the number 6 seed. Is a crash plane worse than an elephant?
Okay.
But 64% of the audience moving on. Steve's memories of being cheated on with a busboy. You have to pack in the dating career.
Oof.
So in the senseless 16, to the number 1 seed taking on the number 5. Mm. Number 3 taking on the number 7. Moving on to the asinine division, the number 1 seed. If you're a Nazi and you're first, is the mulch yours? And this was a nail biter. Taking on the number 8 seed, is $100 too much to ride the lightning? No idea what that's about.
Oh, I know exactly what that's about.
Oh, you do?
That was when my wife and I went to Jeep Fest last year.
Oh, God.
And there was a 100, you could buy a raffle ticket for $100.
That's right.
To win a Jeep, like yes. a brand new 2023, 2024, whatever it was. Yeah.
Only, and you decided against it, if I
did
remember.
Not, yeah, I did not ride the Lightning.
You regret that?
A little bit. I took a picture of the Jeep. I still have it on my phone.
So you're getting back into it this year? You're going to saving up your, counting your shekels? Checking the couch cushions so you can get a raffle ticket for a new Jeep?
I can't rule it out. Maybe I'll use some of the money that people have sent us for various things.
Sure. Yeah. The ones that donated to a charity we have yet to decide that we're donating to.
That money is still sitting here.
I'm looking at it right now. I promise you.
It is right here, and we have...
Please don't send us to the FT whatever who would investigate us for some type of fraud.
I mean, you can't... Like, they sent it to us.
Yeah, that's true. Idiots.
Okay. Why don't we get back to the polls here?
Nailbiter, 56% of the audience, advancing the number one seed. If you're a Nazi and your first is the mulch, yours. Then we take it on the winner of Is Hope Solo's Butthole the Perfect Sequitur for a Podcast? Or do you have to list the Tennessee poop incident of 2023 when selling your car?
Absolutely.
I really thought Hope Solo was going to move on here.
Mm.
60% of the audience disagreed, though.
Mm.
And the story of the Tennessee poop incident has resonated with them. And that'll be moving on to take the number take on the number one seed in the Senseless 16.
Okay, fair enough.
The bottom portion, the number two seed, was there an amputee discount for the Ocean Gate submersible ride? Taking on the number seven seed, does our Sester Centennial episode end up with us dressed as football players? And this was a drubbing unlike any other.
Hmm.
The number two seed, was there an amputee discount for the Ocean Gate submersible? Moving out 91% of the audience.
Wow, 91.
So that runaway train will be taking on the winner of Are There Shed Devils to Counteract the Boat Devils? Or, the number six seed, is a shark biting your tootsies a warning chomp?
Chomp, chomp.
Another runaway train. The number six seed, is the shark biting your tootsies a warning chomp? 90% of the vote will be taking on, again, the number two seed with 91% of the vote.
Okay.
Only one can move on to the excessive eight.
Now, again, the winner of this entire tournament will be emblazoned with a beautiful shirt and various other merch at StephenKyle.com/merch.
The final matchups here in the Are They Serious region.
Oh, boy.
The number one seed, can you scam podcast growth on Holy Jetpack Day? Coming up very soon. Happy Jetpack Day
Happy
to you.
Happy Jetpack Day to you, too.
Taking on the number eight seed, should we quit the podcast and become volleyball anime ASMR voice actors?
Mm-hmm.
One vote separated the winner.
Oh, boy, that's a tight one.
Another monumental upset. The number eight seed. Should we quit the podcast and become volleyball anime ASMR voice actors? Moving on to the Senseless 16.
Oh, beautiful.
To take on the winner of Is November 15 National Dum Dum Broom Off Day? Or can you say, quote, not to invoke Bill Clinton when you're talking about making friends? 61% of the audience moving on. National Dum Dum Broom Off Day.
Okay.
The number eight seed taking on the number four seed in the Senseless 16. Some upsets. Love seeing it.
I know.
Love
seeing it too.
The Decision Den. Up in arms this year.
Yeah.
The bottom half of the Are They Serious division, the number two was Steve's early 20s Breaking Bad and Breaking Beds. I think this is all around the time we were talking about you being cheated on,
Boy,
moving on.
I'm really going to have
underwear wrestling.
God. I got to bring that up in therapy because it comes up.
Only came up once on this podcast, but we got a lot of pole mileage.
It comes up more than it. I feel it should. Maybe I'm not over it yet.
Maybe. I mean, 20 year happy anniversary.
20 years. Yeah.
Happy anniversary to you and Kim and the bus boy. I'll post that on the poll. Do you say happy anniversary to the person your significant other cheated on you with.
Maybe just say happy anniversary to Steve, comma, Kim, and the bus boy, question mark.
Should I say Kim? She followed. I don't want to.
That's fine. She, like you said, she
happy
cheated.
Happy anniversary to Steve, Kim, and the cuck. No, you'd be.
No, I'm the cuck. So it would be the bus boy, Kim, and the cuck. Steve in parentheses.
I'll leave it the first way. We don't need to hurt your soul even more.
I mean, I wasn't there.
I think that's true. You were in the corner watching But you found out about it.
Oh, boy, would it be... imagine the world that I'm going to live in where she happens to follow this podcast and says, wait a minute, that seems vaguely familiar.
Well, you think her name will give it away?
Well, I mean, look, I think I've dated four different Kims.
Okay. So, hey, a lot of variety here then. A lot of possibilities.
Plausible deniability.
You think there's the other three Kims are going, boy, did I bone a bus boy while I was with him? That might narrow down.
Yeah, it might.
But we digress. Yeah. Taking on the number seven seed is every breakfast finish with a handful of corn nuts. Steve, your trauma will live to see another day.
Great.
77% of the vote.
Neo.
Moving on the number two seed.
Yeah.
And I'll be taking on the winner of the number three versus six. Is it impressive to beat up a baby wallaby, or does it have to be full grown? Taking on is Steve, the Christopher Columbus of the Zach. I believe you brought AIDS blankets.
Did
everybody died or moved out when you moved in.
Huh.
I think that was the onus for that idea.
Yeah.
59% of the vote. Is Steve the Christopher Columbus of the Zach, the number six seed?
It's BS.
Two up. Yeah. Okay. So the number eight seed will take on the number four. The number six seed taking on the number two. A lot of Steve trauma to dissect in the Senseless 16. Those polls will be up today. If you're listening to this on release day, check out our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get those votes in for the Senseless 16 as we move on to the Excessive Eight.
Okay. I'm looking back to the previous winners from 2021. Were the Apostles known for chiseling the word boobs into rocks?
A classic, was number one seed in the religion division.
2022, is an Etsy shop just her slamming airplane size booze bottles to get away from Steve?
Another classic,
Is
that another number one seed, Steve?
That's a number three seed
number
from the patently absurd division.
Wow.
And last year's winner. Is Kyle just a bag of used parts?
Yeah, that number six. Yeah, that was an upset.
Number six seed. Yeah, so it seems like the first year kind of a neutral one.
Yeah.
Second year definitely a shot at me.
Mm-hmm.
Third year definitely a shot at
you.
So I guess it's anybody's guess.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Boy, and we are starting off the new poll year on a hot streak with those ones today. Check out the polls on Twitter at Steve and Kyle.
What do we have up there for today?
Oh, boy. Let me give you a very quick run, because I've been furiously typing as we've been recording here. Boy, there's a lot of them. Does Annette know the BTK killer, and we're just waiting to find out? Can you have a destination wedding for your third wedding? Is the third wedding a gag wedding? Does the third wedding have to be Rodney Dangerfield themed? Did Evelyn leave a negative review for Disney World last year? Did Steve walk into Disney with his sunglasses and half of a PB&J sandwich?
Yeah, we've figured that out. I mean, and in Bobcat voice, as they're, oh, it's a goof man.
Do they toss you out when you turn on the old Steve charm? Can you take the trunk off a Corvette to put two car seats in the back? Is it more like Chicago? No, am I right? And finally, happy anniversary to Steve, Kim, and the bus boy. Which will, guaranteed, if we do this next year, be in the Pole Badness Tournament for 2025.
But now, the real question is, do I reach out to see if she remembers that incident?
We'll find out next week. Because I have another idea for that.
Oh, good. Do you want to get her on?
I would reach out.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. No.
Two equally good ideas, right?
Just because you say "you know" with like a nod, it's not going to make.
No, it's not that. It's the eyebrows. You know, they got to go up.
Got it. Maybe I'll test the waters. I'll see.
No.
Maybe I'll like. You know, if I see that she posts something in the next week, I'll reply and be like, "Ah, great picture. Do you remember the past?"
But that's another poll. Can the cuck ever test the waters?
No. I was not in the room. Not there.
Fine. Can the scorned ever test the waters?
Scorned is much better.
I think this has to go through the podcast account. We'll finalize it next week. Again, that's right. reliving Steve's trauma next week on the happy 20th anniversary of the time Steve was cheated on.
With a busboy. Yep. Didn't start.
Would it make you feel better if I told you the time I was cheated on?
Do you want to have a cheaters episode?
No. I don't want to relitigate my scorn.
I kind of do. Kind of want to see if we can get Kim on the phone, see what her recollection is.
Well, if there's one thing I can guarantee you, it's that we will not be contacting my ex.
Really?
Who cheated on me.
So things are that bad, huh? Okay. Lots of new polls.
Yeesh.
At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We will talk to you next week. See ya.
Vote and poll madness.